Yeah.
You?
You still got the mic on?
No. Do I still sound low?
Yeah.
You?
Skip that diddly D. What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
Hey, shit, you know what I'm saying? Damn, I just bought some more damn lotion over at the motherfucking... Oh, whatever.
Right, so... All right, Gunner's off. Can you hear me, Mikey?
Yeah. Well, see, at first you sent the message. I couldn't join on there because it sent me to the damn Spotify thing to ask me to put in my password and all that good stuff. I was like, this has never happened. What the hell's going on?
So what ended up happening is we tried the first time and Gunner said my mic was low, so I took out my new microphone and put in, you know, now I'm using my regular phone.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, Gunner.
Yeah, I'm right here. I got cut off.
Oh, word. So now we're just waiting on Red. We can't do what that shit is without Red.
Ain't nothing be with late.
So,
there you go.
There he is. Hey.
Yo, sorry about that. I'm, something beeping in my house, and I'm trying to figure out what it is.
You got that rush hour time bomb in his house. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Yoga. That's Red. And we are the Troublemakers.
I'm sorry. I just heard it in the background too.
I don't know what that is.
And you said it was like rush hour bomb.
The rush hour time bomb.
Mark. Hey, go press the goddamn button. Press the goddamn button.
You got everybody excited for shit. Press the button.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight we are bringing back what that shit is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. We do have three categories as always, but Gunner actually bought up a new Gunner, role.
Please.
Oh, Two Gun, excuse me. I'm sorry. Two Gun bought up a new rule, and I'm sort of with it. So there are no more steals.
Okay.
Man, this way we know who really won. If you know your question, you know your question.
The Digga Double is still in place, however. And the Digga Double still applies. You can either utilize the Digga Double. If you utilize the Digga Double and get it wrong, you lose your points.
Oh!
You lose... Hold on. Which you could wager your points, though, right?
No, that's what I mean. You can wager your points. Whatever points you wager, you lose.
Yeah.
Like on regular Jeopardy.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say we pretty much playing Jeopardy rules.
Yeah,
just keep up with the score.
Yeah, you can wager your points and lose.
I'm with it.
The Digga Double, also, if you do the Digga Double and you get your question right, how many points you wager, you get double that.
Damn!
That's how Jeopardy does it, so.
Well, all right. We can work with it. All right. Maybe so, I can get a win.
So, what's the order of question appearance?
Red, Mike, me.
Actually, that's how I have it written down on paper, believe it or
Boom.
Not.
Boom. Boom. There it is.
So, the three categories are Christmas movie trivia.
Oh, shit.
80s R&B. And leave it to us. These are questions regarding things that we have talked about on the show or questions that we would know ourselves personally.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. So we said Red's opening up. What's your category, Yo. Red?
Yo.
I
didn't even realize that.
It's all right. We got you, bro.
You said Christmas movie trivia?
Yeah, Christmas movie trivia.
What was the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max,
Red with the point.
You had to say it like that.
That's the way you
Red, with,
Right,
red with the Mikey point.
Mikey. Oh, you lucky son of a bitch. 80s R&B.
All night long.
All night. Also, his name somebody who sung it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're naming the artist.
Oh, okay. All night long. Oh, okay. What's the damn boy name with the curly hair? Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul.
3 seconds.
Lionel Richie.
Mikey with the point.
Hey.
Did you show them that picture I made of you?
No, I got to do that at the end of the show.
I wasn't going to do it, but we'll talk about that after the game.
We'll talk about that after the game.
Oh, God. This should be good.
Two gun, you're on the board.
You said Christmas movies, 80s R&B, and what was the third one?
Yeah, Christmas movie trivia, 80s R&B, and Leave It to Us.
Let's go ahead and bust open Leave It to Us.
Pause. Mikey's drink of choice.
Bud Light. All three of beer of choice.
All three. That's really his drink of choice.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, he's right. Beer, Bud Light, and if it was liquor, it'd be a hint.
So you the type of nigga who go to lunch and order a beer, huh?
You damn skinny.
I was about to say, yeah.
Absolutely.
Early in the day.
Red, you're on the board.
let me go to 80s R&B.
80s R&B. Night and day.
Lord. Why don't we have Steve?
Wait, hold up. Night and day?
Correct.
Yes.
Isn't that, are you sure?
That's correct.
Ooh. Yeah. I'll be sure.
Right with the point. Mikey, you're on the board.
You have a feel about you, 80s R&B.
The Rain.
The Rain?
The Rain.
God damn it. Like, oh, shit.
Can you stand the rain?
Who said the rain?
The Rain.
Hello, what's the name of the song?
The Rain.
The Rain.
I know who it is.
10 seconds left.
Oh, Lord.
I saw you and him walking in the rain.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that. I'm sorry. I don't. Don't know.
That is Orin. Orange Juice Jones.
Man, don't nobody know that shit off
top. So cool, I the hell?
I know, because he was in the movie, Juice. Got that snappy, nappy dugout.
That's snappy, nappy dugout.
He was in the movie Juice, that's correct.
Yeah, and he was
Okay, man, what? I didn't. I was going to
say something politically incorrect.
No, go ahead and say it.
I say he act like he was playing a retard.
So,
all right, Two Gun, the question's on you.
Christmas movie.
In the film Elf, what was Buddy's favorite meal?
Spaghetti.
Two Gun with the point.
I've never seen that movie.
I seen it like 2 weeks ago. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen it to its entirety.
You said Jingle All the Way?
Nah, Elf.
No.
Elf. My bad.
Red, it's on you.
Let's go with movies, Christmas movies again.
All right. In Home Alone, Fuller was told to take it easy on what?
I don't even know who the fuck Fuller was.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Fuller was the
cousin. Come on.
Oh, the Pepsi.
Fuller was the cousin.
Was it Pepsi?
That's correct.
Like, that's the whole plot of the movie, baby.
I just had to remember who Fuller was real quick. That's all.
Over there, giving them hints and shit.
Mikey, the question's on you.
Damn, cheating asses. Anyway.
I asked the question.
Whatever, nigga. Give me, shit. Give me the last category. Leave it to us. Leave it to us. Leave it to me. But there it is.
All right. Leave it to us. Digga's favorite song is what?
Oh Lord, it's a. See, you got a lot of damn songs, Mark.
I think I know this one.
I have it narrowed down between two, to be honest with you.
It's
10 seconds.
Oh Lord.
Once you start calling for Jesus, he don't know that shit.
Damn it. Something about No Limit. No, Scarface. Oh fuck. I don't know.
That's time and both of those were wrong.
Isn't it Pencil Logic?
That's what Pencil I thought.
Logic
it was
by Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. I'm against Steely Dan.
Pencil Logic by Steely Dan is my favorite song.
That was one of the artists you introduced me to that correct. Was like one of your favorites and shit. I was like, I've never heard of Steely Dan. Because we were sitting in the house in Otranto, and I was sitting in the living room. He said, "Hey, listen to this." I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
That's facts.
That's so really your favorite song, though.
That seriously is my favorite song.
Damn,
I kid you not. That's my favorite song of all time. Two Gun, the question falls on you.
Damn it, man.
Let me do 80s R&B.
Cool it now.
That wasn't easy, right, for me?
Shit. No, because it's funny because Two Gun is a big New Edition fan. So.
Right. Ooh, watch out.
That was an easy point for Two Gun.
He's got this new gumdrop.
Red, the question falls on you.
All right, let's do the last category. This is us.
Leave it all to leave it to us.
What is we fucking category?
Honestly, Red, if you don't get this one, I'm going to laugh. The question is Red's favorite rapper.
Wow. Oh my god! Come on, man.
Red with the point.
What do you say?
It's Jay-Z.
Yeah. If that was a giveaway, another giveaway.
Right?
That's yeah. Why this category is. If you know us, is a giveaway.
Give me Christmas movies. Christmas movies.
Christmas movies. I swear, Mikey's getting all the hard questions.
Yep.
What does George promise to give Mary at the beginning of It's a Wonderful Life?
I don't know.
Man, ain't nobody know that shit. I don't know
a wonderful fucking life. A ring? No, a house. A house. A house. Final Fire Hazard.
Both of those are wrong.
He
promises her the moon.
Lies. What? I'll go and say some dick. But I ain't never seen a movie.
Yeah, he might be talking about his daughter. You talking about some dick, nigga. You gotta find out the relationship between the marriage first.
Once again, I ain't never seen the movie. Mary may be a secretary. We don't know.
The question's on you.
Who?
Yeah, I do.
The question's on you.
Well, how many left in each one?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left in Christmas movie trivia.
Shit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left in 80s R&B. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left in Leave It to Us.
Let me get that Christmas trivia.
Christmas movie trivia for the first dig a double.
Oh, shit.
All right. So you have 3 points on the board.
Wager all up.
I wager 2 to be safe.
2 to be safe. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what does Clark hope to buy with his Christmas bonus?
Damn. I don't even know. I ain't even gonna try and think of it.
So you're now down to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to buy a pool.
Mm. Never watched the movie. Pool.
Never watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I watched Vegas and the one about Wally World,
the OG one.
Gotcha.
I watched Christmas Vacation, but it's not one of those Christmas movies I watch like every year.
I watch it every year. Mm-mm. All right, Red, it falls on you.
That's like asking me something about.
Let me give you a breakdown. Red with 4.
Mikey with one, Two Gun with one.
How the hell, Ray? It's a Mark. Man, you know what? Okay, all right.
Because he got a fucking question about himself, first of all.
All right. Let me go with Christmas. Let me go 80s R&B.
80s R&B. Shake You Down.
Wow. I just don't know who the fuck. Fuck. Ah, man. You know what's funny?
10 seconds.
I made a radio station based off of this dude. Glenn something. Fuck.
This nigga. That's incorrect, and your 10 seconds is up.
Man, Gregory Abbott, man.
Gregory Abbott.
Man, we should have had the steals, and I would have been killing y'all niggas.
It is.
You said it. No more steals.
No, Two Gun came up. You came up with that rule.
Yeah, yep. I know. But that's what I'm saying, yeah. Though. That's why I like, you know, that stealing shit. Just you could just trample motherfuckers with that shit.
It came back to bite your ass. Yeah.
Fuck. All right, damn.
Mikey, it's on you.
Give me that 80s R&B.
80s R&B. A Night to Remember.
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
You talk about Get Ready.
Yeah, correct.
Oh.
And that here it is.
10 seconds.
I'm singing a song in my head. I just can't remember who it was.
I can't even think of who it is, my damn self.
Me neither. I think Atlanta Star?
No.
Shalamar. Yeah, that's
Shalamar.
That's
why Hewitt was still in that bitch.
That's true.
Light skinned motherfuckers.
You know what? I'm not even going to say this on the show, but I am going to say it on the show. You know who Howard Hewitt looks like?
Oh, ooh. Shit.
A recovered Adam Howard.
You talk about the meth nigga?
What?
Sorry. The question falls on you.
I didn't give him that shit.
Shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Y'all asked Mikey what was his drink of choice. Asked what was that nigga drug of choice? Nigga, meth.
The pressure falls on you.
Reference falls on you. Right.
He's right.
That nigga would have been a good at game show. You'd be on that meth and stay like 3 days. You read all this encyclopedia.
What's your category?
Damn. Let's go with this thing about us.
Leave it to us.
Everybody's fucking up the category, bro.
It's funny because you have a dig a double on this.
Oh, come on with the push.
Nigga, I got 1 point. What am I gonna accomplish? Huh?
Do you wanna wager your 1 point?
Even if I wager it, am I gonna get 2 points?
Yeah, you have 2 points.
Man, go ahead, fuck it.
Two Gun's favorite color.
Oh my God! Yo, fuck that.
Hold on, this is a trick question, though.
He about to get it wrong. He about to get it wrong.
Word. This is a trick question.
Ooh. What's your favorite color, Two Gun?
I mean, it's kind of crazy. It's red, but it's
that's correct.
Yeah.
No! You can't cut him off at that point. Yeah,
it's like
no. He got 2 points. He got.
Let me tell you why it's a trick question, right? Because it's like black is my favorite color, but then I feel like, well, black isn't really a color. It's like a shade.
See, so here like, you go with that bullshit. You know what?
Favorite color is red, but I always say, you know, black ain't no color, so I got to have something so it's red.
You the black ain't the color motherfuckers, man. I can't stand that shit.
So point breakdown right now. Red with 4. Mikey with 1, 2 Gun with 3.
I'm back in the
game. How do you get 3?
Because I had 1. He had to dig a double. So when he wagered that 1 point, it makes 2 points.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
So he had 2 points for that one question, making the score now
3 points.
What? You damn right. I wouldn't.
So, Red, the question falls on you.
Christmas news.
What color is the ornament that Charlie Brown puts on his Christmas tree?
This nigga.
Is that even a movie or a special? Because I'm going to take a technicality on this one.
Whoa.
I'm going to say green.
That's incorrect.
Damn, Red.
The color is red.
R-E-D.
Red.
Red. Come on, Red.
Red.
Come on, Red.
Like, Red, honestly, you think they're going to put a green bulb on a green tree that didn't have no stems on it?
I don't fucking know.
You remember the Carly Rae Christmas tree? That shit was like...
It was a
stem.
They wanted some color in that motherfucker.
Mikey, the question falls on
that's,
you.
That's my mama's favorite Christmas movie. All right. Charlie Brown Christmas. Every Christmas turn that damn thing on along with... Anyway, I'm going to stick with 80s R&B.
80s R&B. I'm so excited.
I just can't hide it.
That's correct. Wow.
But lose control, and I think I like it.
Mm. 10 seconds.
Why does he get all the questions he don't know?
Right? Every time.
That's
time.
The Pointer Sisters.
Is it Patty?
No, it's the Pointer Sisters.
You know what I was going to say? I was going to say Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
That's that word. Technically,
that is the 80s too. All right.
What? Yo, next time we play this game, fuck what I said. We bringing them steals back.
Hey, look at you. Uh-huh. Got your ass.
Two gun it falls on you.
I go 80s R&B this time.
80s R&B. Let's get serious.
Come on now. This is a giveaway right here.
Why can that be my dad?
Who is it?
Jermaine Jackson.
That's correct.
Yeah, why couldn't I get that question? Why couldn't you switch the questions around? Why couldn't I get that question? That's bullshit. I could have got that. You know what?
Red, the question falls on you.
I'm about to throw a chair.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Let's get 80s R&B again. Get ready to close that out.
Funking for Jamaica.
What the fuck?
I swear.
Yo.
What is it?
Funking for Jamaica.
Fucking
10 seconds.
Is it that one group that sings that song? Edmund.
No, it's not.
No.
He's talking about spongy reggae.
I'm going to say it's time. Marley. Yeah.
It's not the Marleys. Funkin' for Jamaica was Tom Brown.
Who the fuck is Tom Brown?
Oh, good. Tom.
Listen, that's the point. The point breakdown right now is Red 4, Mikey 1, 2-Gun 4.
We head to head, Red.
I'm fighting for my fucking life.
Mikey, the question falls on you.
Give me the digger double for 80s R&B.
We already.
I know.
Actually, no. The next question is the digger double for
80s. You goddamn right.
All right, so
watch me get this. I'm gonna get this bitch wrong than a motherfucker. I'm wagering all of it.
So you want to
one point? Yep, I'm going to zero.
So this is the last question in 80s R&B, and the song is called "In My House."
Wow,
in my house.
I know this one, but I don't know the bitch name.
Is it Is it in my house? Oh, god damn it!
No, this early 80s.
And that's the heart.
10 seconds.
Shit. Lord have mercy on my soul.
Dun 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 dun. That's time.
I don't.
Nope. It's the Mary Jane girls.
Yeah.
Ooh. So now Mikey is at 0. Point breakdown is yes. What?
What in the hell? Who again?
Let me ask you a question, Mikey. Why you kept going to that category?
Because you know why? Because I thought there would be some 80s on me that I would know in that motherfucker. Like some actually popular ones in there.
That nigga went to his weakest category and just stayed there.
And I listened to more like 80s R&B than 90s and 2000 R&B. You know, I'm an old school ass motherfucker.
Apparently, I am not that old school.
I'm just hurt. I'm hurt though. So nobody playing that shit.
The question falls on you. The 80s R&B category is now out. The only category we have is trivia. And leave it to us.
I should have took leave it to us. God damn, I should have took that one.
You want leave it to us?
Yeah.
Two Guns current stomping ground.
God damn it!
Detroit.
That's correct.
Oh, muggy ass. Don't you be over
Red, the question falls on you.
Yeah, niggas ain't shit.
You better get that question about yourself and
I know, right?
What's the category left?
Christmas movie Christmas trivia movie. And leave it to us.
What the fuck? Which
category did you
want? Christmas movie. I'm sorry.
In A Christmas Story, what gift does Ralphie get from his aunt?
Never seen that goddamn movie. I want to say like rabbit ears or something. I don't fucking know.
Go to the panel. Can we give him that? We'll give you that because he got a pink bunny suit.
It was a pink bunny suit, huh?
Yeah.
But it wasn't rabbit ears.
So
they were part of the suit.
He said specifically.
Point breakdown. Red five.
No, we ain't got to do a point breakdown, okay? Because we know both of them got five and I got zero. All right? I don't want to hear this shit.
Well, Mikey, the question's on you.
Oh, damn. Give me. Oh, shit. I'm trying to remember the damn category. See, I'm fucking up the category.
Leave it to us.
Leave it to us, damn it.
Leave it to us. Red and Two Gun had the same first job. Where was it?
Damn, I don't even know that shit.
Nigga, how we talk about this shit a week ago?
Right.
We did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Mikey, come on.
Come on, I gotta give him a fucking hint. He ain't gonna be on the board. If he was at McDonald's, it was.
Was it what? What he said?
Fazoli? No, not Fazoli. You was at Fazoli. Fuck. Oh my god.
McDonald's.
Shit. BK.
But he did he? I think you got it before you said that's time. So I'm gonna give you the point. It was Burger King.
I mean, shit. If I was after the time, then shit. I don't need the point. I'll be honest with you.
I give you the point. Because when I was saying that's time, you said BK.
You said it.
So yeah. All right. So
you rule.
Balls on Two Gun.
What's left?
Three questions in Christmas movie trivia, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and leave it to us.
Christmas movie.
Damn. Christmas movie trivia. What is the name of the female doe Rudolph likes in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Hey, didn't you clearly is the only one that watched Christmas movies?
And this is something I watch every year for my life, but I don't be remembering that bitch name.
I don't know that bitch name.
Come on,
that's time.
Hey, I don't know her name.
Her name is Clarice.
Clarice.
What?
Hello, Clarice.
The thing is,
Fred, the question falls on you.
How much we have left in Christmas movies?
Two questions left in Christmas movies. Four questions left on.
I'm gonna take my chances, man. Give me Christmas movies.
Turbo Man was the hottest Christmas toy in this movie.
God, I know the name of the movie.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Jingle All the Way.
There we go.
Yes, sir.
I almost crossed it with the name of another movie.
All right. Mikey, the question falls on you.
I just picked the damn category. Shit about us.
Mikey currently resides where?
In New Mexico.
That's correct.
I got it, bitch. Yes, sir.
That's one of the right. questions that was
finally directed. Hell.
Right? The question falls on you.
I'll go with about us since I fucked up the last Christmas shit.
All right. So, Digga moonlighted as a DJ where?
A fucking, fantasy.
Come on. Hey.
That's correct.
You missed that move. Well,
you come with the point. Red falls on you.
All right, last one for Christmas.
Last one for Christmas. And It's a Wonderful Life, we learn every time a bell rings, an angel gets what?
I'm going to go ahead and give a serious answer before I give a fucked up one. But the angel gets his wings.
That's correct.
That's easy, ass.
Easy.
Like, this shit rhyme. Like, come on.
I was going to say the angel gets sucked off, but every time a bell rings, the angel gets his dick.
Two gun, but Mikey, it falls on you.
Well, shit about us.
There's only two questions left.
There it is.
All right, Red's favorite Jordan retro is what?
The third. No. Oh god.
Wow.
Fuck it. I'm gonna go with 13.
Wow,
that's incorrect.
One.
Red's favorite. Yeah, I said Red's favorite retro Jordan is Jordan 1.
Go ahead.
And New Beast is specific. It's the Jordan 1 bread. The original right. bread.
So the last question falls on Two Gun. And it's in the Leave It To Us category. This question is going to piss y'all off, okay?
I'm going to be mad as hell.
What high school did we all go to?
No, hell no.
What's the score?
The score is Red 7, Mikey 2, Two Gun 6.
Oh my god.
Now it's a tie.
That's some whole shit.
Stall, just say fuck it. Man, that was such a giveaway. Damn.
Now I got to do a tiebreaker, okay? So I got to I got to come up with two questions. Fuck it. Hold on.
Take your time.
No, I'm looking at my throwaway questions. I'm trying to find the good ones out of my throwaway questions. You know what I mean?
It's always good to revert back to the throwaways.
Don't find one hard one and one easy one now. Make sure they both hard or both easy.
Yep.
God, I'm not.
Wait. Hold on.
I have two questions. Red, you're going to be first. Okay?
All right.
In Home Alone, the burglars were known as what?
The Wet Bandits.
That's correct. Two guns.
Still with emphasis.
Who gives Kevin a set of ceramic doves in Home Alone 2?
See, I'm going to say I don't know. Just for the simple fact, we just going to tie again. But I'm going to answer as soon as you say time.
I got plenty of questions. And you guys
the bird lady.
Incorrect.
Who was it?
The Toy Store owner gave Kevin the ceramic dove.
Oh,
Kevin,
yeah, that's
right. And Kevin
the homeless lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave it to the homeless lady. Fuck it. Really.
So actually, Red ended up winning this round.
Look at this shit here. Oh, hell.
Two Gun, I thought you were going to get that.
I remember this shit.
Giving it to her, but
yeah, because remember the toy store owner gave it to Kevin. Kevin in turn gives it to the homeless lady. Yeah, like, yo, what the fuck am I gonna do with these homeless doves? I mean, with these damn ceramic doves? Give me a sandwich.
That was the last episode, wasn't it?
Yeah, give me a sandwich, nigga.
Give me a sandwich, nigga.
Yo, can the woman speak?
Oh, yes, shit. Hell no.
Yo, I'd like to give a shout out to Digga. Good questions. It's been a while since I won the match. Great to be back on top again. But Paul. Yeah.
Yo.
Red, aka Trivia Night. That's what they call it.
Oh, shut your ass up. See, you going too far. I ain't with you this time. Man. You done going too far.
So I got a new category that I want to introduce. All right.
Okay. All right.
Carl, what were we listening to? And the premise of this is I end up talking about a song that we used to be vibing to, but we never really listened to the lyrics. But when you get older and start paying attention to the lyrics, the song makes no damn sense, okay?
Oh, boy.
So the song I want to bring up is a song by the Isley Brothers called Contagious. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So hold on. Let me Google the lyrics real fast so we can go and pull this up. And shout out to homeboy Ryan, because Ryan asked me, he sent me the song, right? He goes, yo, when you think about this, I said, I like the song. I just don't like the lyrics because they make no damn sense. And he said, what do you mean? So I had to break it down to him. And here we go. Okay. Hold on. Let me pull up the lyrics.
So you be singing the shit in the middle of it, because that interaction, everybody knows that interaction.
So this is why the song pisses me off. It starts off, hold on, listen. It starts off, it's 2 a.m. I'm getting in, about to check my message. No one has called but my homies and some bill collectors. Let's pause right there. What time is it?
2 a.m.
Correct. 2 a.m. is 2 in the morning. That so he's listening to his message. His homies called and some bill collectors. Uh-huh. What bill collector leaves a message, first of all?
And if you're rich, right?
Motherfuckers trying to get their goddamn money. Oh, yeah.
I've never had bill collectors leave me a message. Why?
Nigga, them local bill collectors?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's just, that nigga owed somebody some money for some rims or some
yes,
shit.
Yes, sir.
They calling.
Come on now.
So it says, cellular rings. Somebody wants to borrow some money. Again, what time is it?
2 a.m.
2 in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning. If somebody's calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning to borrow some money, they're really doing down bad.
Nah, you just never know. Like,
you ain't had to borrow shit.
Okay.
Hey, you over there popping bottles at the club, and she's like, God damn, I ain't got no money. Let me come on.
You can't get to it.
All right, let me continue. Mm-hmm. It says, I two-way her, she don't hit me back. Something is funny.
Did she sleep?
So I called her mother's house and asked her if she seen my baby. Why the fuck are you calling this?
What? No, I see her. No.
So, man, like you said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, right? So he says, oh, I drove my 6 around.
Oh, but he said, why are you calling his mother?
Why are you calling the lady's mother at 2 o'clock in the morning? Because
everybody know Ron Isley, like, his bitch is younger, so that bitch really still stay with her mother.
Yep. I turned and did the same damn thing in the movie, goddamn. Yeah.
Okay, so
old school players gonna call a mama house, like, you seeing that bitch?
So he says, so I drove my 6 around looking for that missing lady. I got back in, turned the TV on, and caught the news. Then I put my hand on my head because I'm so confused. And then I turned the TV down.
TV down!
Because I thought I heard a squeaky sound.
Oh!
Something's going on upstairs.
Hold up. Because I know the whole time?
Nah, she came home when he was outside looking for her.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, so I know something's going on upstairs. Because I know nobody else lives here. Bump, bump, bump.
Bump, bump, bump.
As I get closer to the stairwell, all I hear is my baby's voice screaming out. Right? So let me pause right there. Did you not have a car that you could have seen in the yard?
Well, he didn't live in a mansion, which doesn't explain the bill collectors.
Here's the thing. Red, we used to live with each other, right?
Yeah.
I knew if I never saw your car in the yard, oh, you're out somewhere.
When you got a big house like that, some people pull to the front and some people go straight to the garage.
Nah, I'm not buying that shit.
Word. Or like, they might have
taxes. Like, how loud was this shit that you said, hey, look, I hear something. Let me turn the TV down.
What you mean?
So, and this is the weakest sex talk I have ever heard. You're contagious. Touch me, baby. Give me what you got.
Oh.
And then he says, sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild.
They were old. That's the best way to explain that.
Listen, he says, I ran downstairs, looked in my closet, looking for that.
You know what he's looking for?
You know what he's looking for? That blinky boy. Looking
Why would you keep it downstairs in the closet?
Because that motherfucker long. Ain't no pistol.
Shit. Said a prayer, because God knows what I'm about to do.
There is one other thing that explains the uneducated sex talk in that song.
That was another Kelly, old nigga fucking a young bitch.
No, it was R. Kelly.
You know, hey!
You know that nigga can't read.
I can't read.
What was he doing? Reading cue cards while he was fucking?
Cue cards. Oh, man, nigga, the cue cards real quick. All right, this is it. Right.
This about to be some shit. How okay. I get into this?
What I saw was enough to drive a preacher wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the hallway contemplating, not in my own damn house. Nigga, it's in your house.
And then he what?
Why would she bring him back to the crib? Did this dude not have a crib of his own?
If our man shouldn't have a crib, but I mean, yeah, bitch had locked him in the basement. He couldn't take him back there. And that bitch gonna ask too many goddamn questions.
The mansion's so big, he just thought she thought he wasn't home yet. So
the mansion can't be that big if you heard the damn squeaking.
You can tear that motherfucker up.
Where?
Slag again.
It's like being in a hotel. You hear people from down the hall, like, damn.
Boy.
This is the way he said it.
You know, you get off the elevator and get some ice, and somebody just getting mauled in the You know, you paid for that shit about an hour.
Yeah. You press the button to get some mice. He's like, damn, I still hear this shit.
Yeah. Still moving.
So he said, who would have thought she was creeping with another man? Oh, I. The down low happening to me all over again.
Uh huh.
Then you would have thought, because you know that shit.
And then he goes, and then it goes back to the pre chorus. And then I turn the TV down.
TV down.
Because I know I heard a squeaking sound.
Oh,
something's going on upstairs. Because I know no one else lives here. As I get closer to the stairwell, all I hear, then I hear my baby's voice screaming in my ear.
No, it's screaming.
You're contagious. Touch me, baby. Give me what you got. Mm-hmm. And then the man said, sexy lady, drive me crazy.
Got the cue cards again. You got the cue cards again.
So now.
Oh, you forgot the bum, bum, bum.
So now it goes to verse 3.
And then the door squeaks.
What the hell is going on between the sheets in my
this
home?
This is like the bridge.
I love the fact that he said between the sheets in my home. referring to their 1983 album, Between the Sheets.
Yep.
So she says, baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your cane.
That's what he got out of the closet.
So did he get a blicky or a cane?
He went to get his cane. Because that cane got that little sword in that motherfucker.
He's in trouble.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes.
Especially if that bitch got a diamond on the top of it.
It's over.
So he said, girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be shit.
How did I get into this? Should have never came home with this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in most bedrooms, there's always couples pictures.
Is it?
In most bedrooms.
It's like the 70s.
That was the 70s.
It was like 2000s, wasn't it?
2000. And Dennis says, you low down dirty woman, go back to where you came from.
Baby, wait.
I'm guessing that's her mom's house?
And another thing, if he seen a picture with her and him, he was going to think that's her daddy.
Ah, you know, that's true.
That's fair.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But remember, this song was a continuous story to down low.
Down low.
So he knew that he was Mr. Biggs. There's no way that R. Kelly got beat that damn bad or he that damn slow to where he saw that picture and think that motherfucker looked familiar.
Hold on.
That nigga that left
so it says, no, it says, you low down dirty woman, go back to where you come from. But baby, wait my ass. Hit the streets, your ass is grass. Now, Mr. Biggs, before you're done. You acknowledge that you knew who the fuck he was.
He knew who he was when he walked in that door.
Yeah, yep. So he came through that. Oh, shit, Mr. Big again. God damn, this nigga.
He says, wait, how you know my name, son? Honey, wait, I was going to tell you. Move. This cat looks real familiar.
So, I'm sorry. Digger. On this part, you got to actually like act out the whole thing. Like just reading it. Like when you're reading it.
Move. This cat looks real familiar.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about it is, he says, now don't I know you somewhere from a long time ago? R. Kelly responds, No, I don't think so.
What
was she supposed to say?
This nigga's name.
Nigga scam, bro. He's scam.
Okay, they left that nigga in the damn desert to die.
And the thing about it is, remember, she rolled in the hospital and watched this other bitch die.
This is bigger.
Showed him dead.
Yeah, niggas.
So he says, no, I don't think so. Yeah, I feel I know your brother very well. No, you're mistaking me for somebody else. You called this nigga's name, and I said, Mr. Biggs, before you done. And now you're saying, hi. I know you, but I don't know you.
I'm sorry. When he said, hi, you know my name, son, that how he stressed the hell out of that goddamn word. Well, how you know my name, son?
So she says, Frank. He says, shut up. No.
You gotta do it.
But thought I told your ass to get to walking. Well, how did he get there in the first place, sir?
It don't matter, bitch. Walk.
Now I think y'all better leave this place because I'm about to catch a case.
Well, first of all, that's just a testament to how old that nigga got because 7 years prior when that nigga was on the down low shit. He was beating niggas up and leaving them in. Now this motherfucker got a cane, can't walk. Mm-hmm. He's just I can't. There's no way I'm gonna beat y'all ass without me catching a heart attack. So I'm just gonna go ahead and let y'all niggas leave.
He still got them goons though. He still got them goons though.
The goons were old too. Shit.
Oh, he still got them. But he along with the song Plies had goons, motherfucker.
Ain't nobody worried about no fucking goons. Ernie Isley.
Wow.
And then you come up with his shirt all midriff out, his belly button out and shit.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to do? I'm going to watch the video again, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's supposed to be 2 a.m. It's sunny as fuck outside.
Do you know what?
Wasn't it sunny?
Yeah, it was.
Right?
It was.
he got out the car. It was like fucking the middle of the day and shit.
So, and then I was just like, well, maybe it's 2 p.m., right? Nah, you re-listen to the song. This motherfucker said 2 a.m. Mm. So
all day long.
What killed me was in the music video, Ernie Isley and two other old niggas come upstairs, and R. Kelly's goons just come upstairs like they know where the fuck he is.
It probably knew. He's been, I told you not messing with that bitch no more.
I told you, motherfucker. You don't want to listen.
You better stop taking this old nigga bitch.
I was like, you had to hit that shit. Frank, shut
up! Here we
go. What the hell is going on?
Boy, it's about to be some shit.
Don't play too much of that shit now.
Yeah, hey, for real.
You low down dirty. Wait, my ass, nigga.
Hold up. That was Shantae Moore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here you go.
Universal definitely coming for that one,
bro. You had my old school coming out. I'm over here, goddamn, two stepping and shit, snapping the fingers. Yeah, all right now.
But you know what that means? That means this nigga just can't keep a lady.
That shit is just funny as hell. You got a cane walking around with a goddamn sword in it. Hey, did you notice in the video he had a sword in that goddamn cane?
Nah, I didn't know.
So you went downstairs and bought a sword to a gunfight?
I mean, you can't bring no gun on no video.
They brought it in the fucking, what was that damn R. Kelly song?
Keep it on down low?
No. Trapped in the closet.
That is true.
They sure did.
Yeah, but they didn't ever play them versions on TV like that.
Yeah, they did.
To be honest, it was like one, two, or chapter one, two, three, four, and I lost interest after that.
The first five, they played on TV, like religiously.
Yeah, but they played it out on BET.
Yeah.
I think MTV showed it, BET blurred it out. And you know,
I seen it first. Yeah, I seen it first on BET.
But yeah,
that's crazy though.
Like I said, when you re-listen to the lyrics of that song, you're just like, nigga, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck were you doing out?
What you mean? Like, man, them old players be out. They be in the casino. They got them old people clothes. They be out.
Them boys be out there, bro.
Buddy girl was upstairs getting her black on now while that motherfucker watched the infomercials.
I was in the MGM casino one time. It's got to be like 2-3 in the morning.
Them old players was in there with their linen suits and their colorful suits, stepping like they just woke up. Dancing nonstop.
Look at it. He say motherfucker walking. He said stepping. That's how you say it. Now we out there stepping out there, motherfucker. All right, now.
Stepping. You hear me? Everything match everything.
Oh shit!
Wait, you said everything match everything.
Where from the hat to the shoes? You know how they do it.
All the way. The socks too, motherfucker.
Handkerchief, all that.
Oh hell. I wish motherfucker would.
One of my favorite lines in the song. He said, I should have known from the shopping spree. That's the only time you smile at me. Like, what?
I mean,
where was that? Yeah. It's the only time you smile at me. Go dig it, bitch.
Because I started singing a song out loud, like, the thing I can't get over is it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, what? That's what time you come home from the club.
Well, I mean, you can say that you sort of kind of say the same thing about one night. Well, Usher song. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my top, cruising the street.
But it's seven.
Usher was going to look for that thing early. He was young.
Who out there in the afternoon, Lou was a bitch?
Man, listen.
Who Lou was a bitch?
Listen.
Seven
o'clock.
Certainly.
You got to get
there. I think we're going to go get some dinner.
For real. I'm telling you. Let me tell you how you, it's 7 o'clock. Boom, like in the city. And you cruising them streets. You seeing all them little bitches going shopping, getting their clothes ready to go out tonight.
Now,
that's true.
The question I got was the daylight savings time. Because it get dark at 5:30 out this motherfucker. I'm just saying.
I mean,
it was daylight saving time.
I don't think you're gonna be through in the drop top daylight saving time cruising the streets. Be a little nippy out there.
Why are we doing this shit again? Hey, you know what? Shut up!
I'm sorry.
He was mad as shit, too.
Shut up! That's the only time in the song I got to yell at that motherfucker. Yeah, I know that one.
She immediately had to shut her mouth.
No, I think what gets me is just the how he just like, busted. What the hell?
What?
Yeah, what the hell?
What?
Did he catch that fucker a third time fucking with his niece?
You know what makes me laugh? It sounds like he's about to cry when he's like, between the sheets and our home.
Yeah, he damn the word.
You knew he was standing outside that door for a good 5 minutes or two. Ain't no man.
What?
I think was out there crying, man.
He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe this shit was happening, bro. He couldn't believe this shit was happening. I know. I feel you.
Like, not again, nigga.
Alright, you know who's on that? Y'all wanna laugh? I'm gonna give y'all a
laugh. Uh-oh.
So, I always pick on this nigga Digga about his many of selfies and his posting of his pictures, right?
Lord have mercy, goddamn model in this bitch, bro.
So I said, like, as long as you don't do the 80s lay down pose, like, you know what I'm saying, with your knee up. And I said, well, in your case, you won't see the knee up because it's a selfie. All you're going to see is from the neck up. So I was like, matter of fact, let me go ahead and make this possible real fast.
Oh shit.
So you got, I made a picture, you gotta send them the picture.
I'm about to right now.
I say this. Hold this on, is Luke. This I think I'll be posing.
Hold on.
The knee up this shit.
The knee up.
Word. I'm about to send y'all the picture. Let me know when y'all got it.
Alright, hold on. Damn,
it should be there.
Yo, no.
You gotta do it, Digga.
Huh?
You gotta do it. At least
is that Lionel Richie for real though?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
At least for a week, you got to make this your profile picture somewhere. Do it! Do it!
You know what? I tell you what. How about I post that on IG?
Oh shit! This nigga let your soul go in this motherfucker. Why? Damn! It's a gold motherfucking watch.
That shit's epic.
Oh shit!
Can y'all hear me?
Got the Nike running shoes on. A perfect bow tied up on the motherfucking shoes with the khakis on.
Are y'all done?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Remember when we put the clothes like that for the graduation picture?
Hell yeah, I remember.
With the long sleeve, tight ass, goddamn stripes.
Should I post that for real?
Yeah, post it.
Oh you shit!
You gotta have a good caption though.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
After we get off the podcast, I'll go ahead and post it on social media.
I can't do it, man. Look at this shit him.
I wonder if Mikey saw the one I made about Red.
Oh.
Was that last Christmas?
I did not.
I remember what picture you're talking about.
The Mac.
I'll post that.
I think I remember it.
You still got that picture on your phone?
I think I do.
Shoot.
God damn, if you don't, I do.
God damn.
Jesus, bro. That is wild as fuck.
Wait till I make one of you, Mikey.
See, I already knew it. I already knew it. God damn it. I already knew it. Motherfucker Ray got a couple of pictures. Shout out to Ray. Got a couple of pictures of me goddamn when I was younger.
Oh man.
Hey,
and then one picture, I was motherfucking laid out, had my feet up on a goddamn coffee table and shit, had my pack of sweatpants on, I was knocked the fuck out.
Hey, don't make me break out the pictures, because you know how I do with the damn
photos. Oh, no! Yeah,
Gunner, you have to send it to me, because I can't find it.
All right.
That motherfucking goddamn birthday picture, man. Mark Hall was at the top.
I thought you were talking about the Street Fighter one.
What street? Wait a minute! I do remember that one. Yo, that shit was fun. We used to make a lot of motherfucking memes, bro. We would take motherfucking pictures, crop them shits, and put them in different fucking. That shit was funny as hell. I swear to God.
Yeah. Oh shit!
I'll break them all. Remember the 12 Years of Slave one, nigga?
Yes, I remember that. This goes to show y'all that my family's not shit.
And after this, I'm gonna just load up the damn. I'm gonna have to load up the damn group text with all these pictures.
Oh my god, bruh. I tried to do the same shit because I know we was in the phase whenever that shit happened. Try to take random pictures and motherfucking make them into crazy ass memes. Yeah, I didn't have technology for that at the time. So
you got a picture digger now.
Hold on. Let me look.
That's
crazy as hell.
Sent it
on IG?
Yeah, well, let me send it on the thing.
Okay, hold on. I'm not even in my IG. There it is.
Yo, hey, why are we doing this? What is y'all's favorite Christmas movie or movies you like to watch like during Christmas or whatnot?
Die Hard.
I like
watching. Die Hard is not. I will say this again. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Mikey, you're wrong.
Stop it.
Y'all could say it is, but it got really nothing to do with Christmas.
Stop it.
You're wrong, brother.
If you say Die Hard, Bruce Willis said it, but if you say Die Hard is a goddamn Christmas movie, so is Lethal Weapon, the first one.
That's fine.
Because it happened during Christmas.
Yeah, it got to be a movie that got something to do with Christmas. Like them don't really care.
But Well, we all know that Die Hard is a better movie than Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Riggs! Hold on, Riggs. Hold on, Riggs. I know. Hold on. You right. You right.
Is it?
You right. Yeah. Yeah. Are we talking about the first one? Like the one against one?
Yeah, one against one. I said it.
Okay.
I said
yeah. So I get that.
Y'all got the picture red.
All right, hold on.
Oh, shit. But motherfucking,
damn. Oh, yeah. That one. I actually have that shit on.
What the fuck is this?
Shout out to Two Guns.
I'm tired. Hey, man. I'm motherfucking dead.
That was Christmas,
that
shit, though.
That was last Thanksgiving.
That's what it was.
It's just said the man. Look at Mark. That boy got the fedora on, boy. Look at that. Look at this shit here. Why you looking like that?
Looking
crazy.
That's how them players be coming with them fedoras.
I know I'm next. I know it.
Oh no, we don't have you yet.
Good. God damn.
But, well, before we go,
I was saying my favorite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yep, Christmas Vacation. Yes, sir.
Dang, straight up Christmas movie.
I wanted to ask one question. I know we're answering this question. I just wanted to ask one last question before we end the show because I know we're right at that point. I don't know if we asked this question. Y'all can finish answering the question. I'll wait.
Oh, okay.
It was just me and you to answer something. I don't know. Christmas time, I like to watch some specials if I can find, like, you know, YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like, you got to do too much searching nowadays if you ain't got the DVDs to find all this shit on all these completely different apps. That should be kind of annoying.
Excuse me. Friday at the next.
Okay. That's considered a Christmas movie, believe it or not.
Yeah. Damn. They're all in it.
They had the Christmas party. It was a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Police running in and out of the place. What's going on? This bullshit security.
They beat the hell out of us.
What were you saying, Red, about before we go?
No, I just wanted to ask a question. This was one, since you know, Christmas is a week away, and this is our last show before Christmas.
Christmas is days away, not a week.
Days. Monday.
Yeah, definitely days away, and this is the last show before Christmas. I just wanted to ask.
Is it though?
Yeah, this is the last show before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I wanted to ask: Is there anything that, as far as like a Christmas gift, is there anything that y'all, like if y'all can have anything, whatever, is there anything that y'all want, or is there anything that you wanted in the past for Christmas that you didn't get?
A redo on this fucking fantasy football season. Hello. Oh, some bullshit. Oh, hell. But seriously, I honestly don't know.
Trying to think of anything I wanted that I didn't get. I'm sure it's a lot of shit, but I remember they used to have
this, as a kid.
Yeah, I remember they used to have this bike. I know y'all remember this shit.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking.
It had a gear shift in the middle. Y'all remember that shit?
Yeah.
And it was like a racing BMX bike with that gear shift in the middle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's had, like, exactly what the fuck I was about to say, bro. Well,
I wanted that shit so bad.
Oh shit! Especially I was my just thinking about that.
Had it. I was like, "Wow, they got money."
They got money. They got money. Brandy.
Yo,
no, what was it that you wanted?
Oh, so I think I'm going to buy. There's two things, and I think I'm going to try to get one if I can find it. Y'all remember those racetracks, right? But there was
like, what your ass whooped with.
Now, I know we got to ask for it because we never had it.
Touche.
Yeah, mom was like, I ain't buying no goddamn race track. But you remember those racetracks? So that it was like the black and yellow racetrack with the red and I think blue car. But it was like this huge one, and then it went up the wall and shit like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
I actually had that one, but putting that shit against the wall, it never worked.
It never worked. Hell no.
I wanted that shit, and then there was when I was little, there was the Bigfoot monster truck. What they call those things? Power Wheel.
Hot Wheel. Yeah.
You talking about the one? You
sit in? Power Wheel. Yeah.
The one you sit in.
The blue truck.
Yeah, the Power Wheel. That was Bigfoot. Yep.
Yeah, the blue and gold one. I always wanted one of them shit.
Yep, that was a Ford something. That's what monster trucks was like, real truck bodies on big tires.
Yes, sir.
I think the only thing that I ever wanted for Christmas that I never got, that I ended up buying later, was Captain America and the Avengers on Super Nintendo.
That was my shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. You're talking about
Hawkeye, Vision, Captain America, and
Silver Surfer.
Was it Silver Surfer?
No, it was Vision.
Vision, yeah. Vision, Captain America, Hawkeye, Vision, and Iron Man.
Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like the arcade.
Oh, shit.
That was the only thing that I ever wanted for Christmas. And like I said, I ended up getting it later.
Yeah, I think somebody had it on Sega, so I used to play that shit.
And don't get me wrong, I loved the game on Super Nintendo, but it didn't hold a candle to the arcade version.
Nah, don't nothing do.
Nah, hell no.
No game at all.
Just like with Marvel vs. Capcom. Shit, boy, motherfuckers be lined up ready to play that damn game.
I'm gonna take you for
X-Men.
Ride.
Remember the X-Men one with the five players?
Oh yeah, with Colossus.
Oh yeah,
the X-Men box, the box arcade,
and they had that bitch Dazzler on there for what?
I will tell you this. I would really want for Christmas is for either Sony, Xbox get together and come out with a double console motherfucking Killer Instinct game. That's all I want. Yo, bring it back.
Killer Instinct.
Bring it back. Killer motherfucking Instinct. Bring it back.
See, here's the issue with that, because I think the company that bought all the rights to, because that was, I forgot what company had the rights to that, but
I think that was Komani.
No, not Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct was, Rare, right?
Rareware.
Or something like that. But Rareware. Xbox bought all that shit, and they tried to release all those games a while back, and then that shit didn't work out for them.
No, cool.
Now they just got to do a whole new revamp. Like,
yeah,
exactly. You got 73,000 goddamn Mortal Kombat. Just bring back motherfucking Killer
Instinct and Tekken and Street Fighter. Them like legendary.
And what about Soul Calibur?
That's legendary too, but not like them.
Nah, you right.
Yeah, not like them.
Did you see that Sega's doing their revamp?
Yeah, oh shit.
Starting next year, they're gonna put out a new Crazy Taxi, new Golden Axe, and all kind of shit.
Golden Axe, that was another one. That Streets of Rage, them type of shit.
Yeah, Golden Axe, man. We used to spend hours on that shit.
Hell yeah.
Especially when that little midget pop out with the what did you used to pop out with? The gold
with the bag.
You gotta pop that nigga in the top of the head or something.
Hit that motherfucker.
He came out with the gyms and the food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, the whoop his ass.
Red and I had a strategy where Red was standing on one side and I standing on the other side, and we would clobber the shit out this dude.
Pause.
And think about it. Pause. And the thing about it is, he only had a certain time left on the screen.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, in the middle of the beating, he would just get up and run off.
Just take off.
Yo, that the combos though, the chick had that motherfucker swinging the sword, Paul, hit that motherfucker in the head twice, bop, and kick that bitch. Boom!
Y'all never used to play Fatal Fury?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, see, that's another one that should have had a revamp, but they didn't.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, but the way they're revamping some of these games now, like they be fucking some of this.
Yeah,
shit
but
up.
It's easy to do Fatal Fury. All they just got to make it just like they did before. Make it just like Street Fighter.
That's it. That's it.
All right, that's all. Easy. They have Terry. What was it? Terry and something Bogart.
No, it was his last name or it was Bogart?
That was the last name. Terry. Terry and his brother's name was something else.
Oh, shit. Oh, I can't think of that bitch right now.
Terry Bogart, Andy Bogart.
Andy
Bogart, okay.
And then
okay.
They had Joe Higashi.
Uh-huh. And they had the nigga like Mike Tyson.
They had the who?
It was a fake Mike Tyson, just like Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing about Fatal Fury is you could jump inside and outside of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. All the games had a fake ass Mike Tyson. If you think about it, because didn't Killing Instinct have a fake ass Mike Tyson? Mm.
Showing up did.
Hold on, y'all want to know something about Street Fighter?
Borlaug.
His name was M. Bison. But they changed him from Borlaug to M. Bison because it was too close to Mike Tyson.
And then they made M. Bison the other dude.
Yeah, his name was Balrog. And then they switched the names for, I think, America or something like that, or right before they put it out.
Yeah, so they wouldn't get sued.
Yeah.
I think Jax was Mike Tyson, too.
Who?
Jax.
Jax was just Jax. Jax was just garbage.
That nigga was punching and shit. Jax, barely kicked
even
the
way
harder.
That nigga standed on Mortal Kombat 2, like this. Y'all remember that little sorry ass flying kick he used to do? Like, come on, man. Ain't nobody. That shit was sorry.
Who rocking with that? Get your ass out of here.
My uncle used to get Jax, God rest his soul. I used to whoop his ass till he found out about Baraka. Then I started whooping his ass when he got Baraka.
That punk ass rocket, boy.
God damn. Boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony. That's Yoga. And we are the Troublemakers.
But imagine being strong enough to grab a nigga by his throat and just busting him in the nose like with full power while you holding him up. Off his, you know what I'm saying? That was Jackson. That nigga sucked. Y'all could have gave him all the upgrades y'all wanted. Like, niggas, real niggas wasn't playing with Jax. I'm sorry.
Hell no. Like,
you gonna get by the sorriest person you with Jax.
So, closing statements?
Well, I'll go first since I lost this motherfucking round tonight.
That might be you every game.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. But hey man, hey, appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate the questions tonight. They were interesting. I thought I had it, but I dropped the ball. Anyway, it's the holidays, man. Y'all keep in touch with everybody and shit like that. Even motherfuckers that you wouldn't talk to on the holidays. Hit them up, let them know you're still there, and make sure they still there. Be safe on these roads if y'all are traveling, and God don't make no mistakes.
Hey,
I'll go. Once again, I'm ecstatic that I was able to come out with a victory today. When you put in that hard work and go back to your next up. It is a holiday, so make sure y'all do reach out to one another. And check on each other and just be good people, man. I mean, be like Young Doug, man. Pushing positivity. Help that nigga case. Other than that, God don't make no mistakes. The world's still crazy, so make sure y'all just check on one another. Tell people that you care about, you love them. Digga always hits on this, so I'm just gonna say my plug for it too, just because it is a real thing. You know, seasonal depression is a thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the seasonal depression is a thing, and there are a lot of people who may be spending this season by themselves. So make sure you just reach out to them and just offer your love and support to them. And if y'all ain't doing that and y'all can make it, y'all come over here at my crib Christmas Eve, man. I'm trying to throw a party.
Shit, I wish a motherfucker would knock on my goddamn door. Hell. Bella is ready to go, locked and loaded, motherfucker.
Gonna.
Yep.
It's on you.
Mother and child. It's that time.
Yes, sir.
If you ain't playing this on Christmas Day, your Christmas just ain't sitting right with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holiday season. Be safe out there during this last week, because you know everybody gonna try to do their last minute shopping and traffic and all that shit. Does everybody have a safe weekend before you know, before Christmas, whatever.
Right.
Safe travels if you're traveling. Well, that's about it.
All right. So it's on me?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, we're the Troublemakers. Thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for answering the questions for what that shit is. I put my foot in these questions.
Put your foot in it now.
I'll put my foot in these questions. Seasonal depression is a real thing. If you know anybody going through a hard time or a bad time, it takes 3 seconds to ask them if you're good. Those 3 seconds go a long way, especially this time of year. Happy holidays to y'all. That's about it for me.
And
what?
God blessing, good night.
Oh, yeah. That's my call out. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless and good night.
Let the monkeys out.
I'll be easy. Let the monkeys out.